After seeking advice from a lengthy line of consultants, including the Reverend Billy Graham, Carter was reported to have said, "I have lost control of the government." Backing away from any serious policy changes, Carter remained indecisive in the public eye. By mid-November the following year, the United States took a conservative turn and elected Republican Ronald Reagan. Reagan's victory was due, in large part, to a failed military attempt to rescue U.S. hostages held by Iranian radicals, followed by the collapse of negotiations regarding their release in mid-October 1980. Reagan, a former spokesman for General Electric Company, stocked his administrations with current and former members of globalist groups, the very people he had criticized while campaigning. During the 1980 presidential campaigns, Reagan verbally attacked the 19 trilaterals in the Carter administration and vowed to investigate the group if elected. While competing against George H.W. Bush for the nomination, Reagan lambasted Bush's membership in both the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and pledged not to give Bush a position in a Reagan government. Yet, during the Republican National Convention, a strange series of events took place. With Reagan secured as the presidential candidate, there was a contentious fight to see who would be vice president. In midweek, national media commentators suddenly began talking about a dream ticket to be composed of President Ronald Reagan and Vice President, the former President, Gerald Ford. It was even suggested that since Ford had been president, he should choose half of the Reagan cabinet. Faced with the prospect of a split presidency, Reagan rushed to the convention floor late at night and announced, "I know that I am breaking with precedent to come here tonight, and I assure you, at this late hour, I'm not going to give you my acceptance address tonight." But in watching at the hotel the television and seeing the rumors that were going around and the gossip that was taking place here, "Let me as simply as I can straighten this out and bring this to a conclusion. It is true that a number of Republican leaders felt that a proper ticket would have included the former President of the United States, Gerald Ford, as a second place on the ticket. I then believe that because of all the talk, and how something might be growing through the night, that it was time for me to advance the schedule a little bit. I have asked, and I am recommending to this convention, that tomorrow when the session reconvenes that George Bush be nominated for Vice President." For one brief moment, the power of those who control the corporate mass media was revealed.